This is Wealth Made Simple with Matthew Klein from Copley Financial Group. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Wealth Made Simple is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Wealth Made Simple.
Hello and welcome to the Wealth Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Klein, a retirement planner with Copley Financial Group. Today, we're going to talk about the big surprise we got last week when the Fed held rates steady for the first time in almost over a year, actually, but also signaled that there could be several rate hikes to come still this year. Very confusing, very conflicting information. We're going to dissect all of that, go through it, and let you know what you need to know moving forward. But first, as always, my co-host, Tony Shore. Tony, how are you today?
I am great. Thanks for having me on the show today once again, Matt. And, you know, busy. That's how I've been with my daughter's graduation party.
Fantastic.
And Father's Day. I had a good Father's Day, spent it with the family. Kids all came over. We walked around downtown. So I liked it. I had fun.
Very, very nice. Same old, doing a lot of work. I was able to squeeze in some sunshine over the weekend, little barbecue. Nice. But, you know, mostly just trying to get as much done as I can before July 4th.
Yep.
You know me, I like to work, and then get ready for the holidays. So,
yeah. Yeah, I know. Work, and then relax. I like
it.
And I know you've been keeping busy. So there's a lot going on out there in the financial world, Matt,
sure,
as always, right? And we had another, the Fed decided finally to stop raising interest rates, at least this go round.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't raise them again, and the markets reacted relatively positively. And
sure.
So we're going to talk about that, right? Interest rates, inflation, what's going on out there?
Yep, that's exactly what we're going to discuss today. So yeah, like you said, they halted for the first time in over a year, which was good news. Inflation actually fell in May to 4%, its lowest in 2 years. It was 4.9 year over year in April and 5% year over year in March. So a really good sign, but it was definitely a conflicting announcement because they said they were definitely open to raising rates a couple more times before the end of the year if necessary.
Yeah.
So it makes you wonder. A lot of things are giving us some telltale signs that that might be what happens. Mm. Obviously, the consumers industry, hotels, food service, things like that, just still on fire. And a lot of that's got to do with the pandemic, obviously, right? We were all cooped up in the house for a couple of years. It's summertime. Pandemic is officially over. And everybody wants to travel, get out and do things. And
rental cars, airline tickets, food, travel, those things are still really outrageously expensive. And the prices, I don't think, have come down at all. Overall, maybe a little bit on groceries, gas. I think that really helped the inflation number. So I think that's why maybe the Fed is hedging their bets. Is that?
Yeah. Definitely sounds like that could be the case. Yeah. Food and energy, obviously, were huge drivers of this inflation, you know, supply chain issues. And then you add in the war out in Ukraine and Russia, all kind of came up for the perfect storm. But the big question is what happens next, right? You know, are we going to see more hikes towards the end of the year? Is inflation going to come back with a vengeance? And the one thing I would do is look at history, right? There's really one event that resembles this, and that's when we came off the gold standard. Nixon took us off the gold standard back in the 70s, and that's exactly what happened. The chart looks shockingly similar to what we see today. We curbed inflation by raising interest rates really high, and then it actually came back even worse. So you have to wonder if that's what we're in store for this time around, too.
Mm. Well, Matt, I certainly hope not.
Same here.
Right? I mean, you know, because and for our listeners out there, for all of us, that's not good. We don't want more high inflation or higher inflation. We want it to keep going down and get back to normal rates, livable sure. rates, like 2% and 3%.
Yep.
That would be really nice. And it has been heading in the right direction the last few months. So hopefully that'll continue. But like you say, you've got to look at, nobody has a crystal ball, but we can look at the past and when things like this happened, how did it end up and what played out? Everything can be different. We live in different times, so sure. maybe that won't happen again. Maybe it will, but people need to be aware of this. And I think mm-hmm. it's just that much more of a reason, Matt, to work with a financial advisor like yourself to make sure you have a plan in place to deal with inflation long term,
sure.
especially when it comes to retirement. Like if you're in your 50s or you're 50 years old and you're planning retirement, if you haven't already, you need to be. And you have 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds. You need to make sure that your money is properly invested and you have a good mix, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're 50 or above and you know, you're 10 or 15 years away from retirement or even sooner, the biggest threat you're going to face to your retirement is going to be inflation. Whether it comes back with the vengeance like it did back in the 70s or even if we're able to curb it in you know, a spectacular fashion, which you know, is a little unlikely, but you're going to be facing the problem of rising prices on everything, you know, for the next 20, maybe 30 years of your retirement.
Yeah.
And it's very, very difficult, right? Even with that 2-3% target, like you mentioned, you know, your money will get cut in half over the course of your retirement, 20, 25 years, your $1 million turns into $500,000 in buying power. And that's even at that low targeted inflation number. So it's really going to be the thing that I would focus on most going into retirement because your vacations are going to cost more. Your food and gas, obviously, we all know is a big proponent of inflation. These are the things they're going to have to watch out for, the new retirees.
Well, plus things like rental car prices and mm-hmm. buying a new car, those things aren't going to come back down. It's not like once they hit a higher rate, it's not like throughout your retirement, oh man, cars might be half of what they cost now later in retirement. No. Or traveling or RVs or gas. I mean, these things, gas can come down, but most things do not. Once they hit a price, they're just going to keep going up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. These higher prices are here to stay. And I've read some stuff where people talking about how we're all kind of adapting to this rising price economy. What will happen when they do finally get back to that targeted rate? You know, are we all going to spend more? Because we're kind of used to things inflating at such a quick pace. Right. So going to be really interesting. But the economy's just been absolutely resilient. You know, you look at the U.S.
It's amazing.
Right. It really is. I mean, we're, you know, you remember they were saying let's soften the unemployment number, basically meaning they wanted unemployment to go up. I mean, we're adding like 300,000 jobs a month still.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's absolutely shocking, really.
Yeah.
Unemployment's at still at 3.7%. The Fed's lowered their target from 4.5 down to 4.1, kind of realizing that they're, you know, 4.5 may seem unattainable in the near future. So they're kind of readjusting their expectations. And I think they have a really tough job. You know, I think they should have raised interest rates earlier. That was a big mistake that they made. But now where they're at, what they do doesn't take effect for several months, up to 6 months before they can see the effect of rising interest rates. And they're dealing with information that's, you know, close to 6 months out of date. So, you know, there's almost a year gap between what they know and what they do kind of takes place, makes their job really, really hard. So,
yeah. And you know, everybody's always on them because it seems to affect us all positively or negatively when the interest sure. rates go up. Or if they go down. And I think it just adds a level of frustration or complication to retirement planning, right? People who are putting money away sure. in 401ks, IRAs, investments, whatever it is for, you know, whether it's real estate or annuities mm-hmm. or cash value life insurance or stocks and bonds. People need to make sure that they have what they need to last throughout retirement. And a lot of people are concerned about where we're headed, right?
Sure. It's definitely uncertain times. And like I mentioned, one of the reasons I chose this topic for today is if you listen to the Fed meeting last week, it was really conflicting. You know, we're going to hold steady for the first time in a year, but we're really ready to go ahead and make several rate hikes before the end of the year. Not that long ago, the consensus was that we might be cutting rates by the end of 2023. So things are just changing dramatically on the drop of a dime as new information becomes available. Sure. And it's really hard for the average retiree to know what's going on. It's tough to digest and interpret everything that you hear and know what is, you know, valuable information, what's not. But you know, that's what we do here. We're doing our best to, you know, kind of weed out, what matters and what doesn't. I think you have to have a plan and you have to stay the course, right? Don't get too caught up in changing directions based on, you know, every time the Fed or someone else says something different. But you really have to be prepared for inflation being a huge, huge enemy of yours in retirement. And also, you know, understanding that returns may be less than usual moving forward, right? We had a really, really spectacular decade. The markets did phenomenal leading up to the pandemic, and that party seems to be over. Interest rates were basically zero for most of that time, and we're not going back there for quite a while, if ever.
Wow. Well, don't never say never. Come on zero interest rates and booming. But the stock market has been somewhat volatile, although we've seen, you know, this year we've seen some positive growth.
Sure.
But what's the answer, Matt? I mean, a lot of our listeners, okay, so I need to be concerned about inflation and interest rates. But what can be done? I know one thing is that having a plan in place and incorporating that can really help, because a lot of people might think, well, if the Fed is going to raise the interest rates a couple more times, that'll probably negatively affect the market. Should I have all my money in the market? And then really the answer comes down to strategizing for each person's individual situation and a specific plan for them, right? Like, wouldn't the answer be, some might be asset allocation. Where is my money at? Should I put some in maybe a safe protected option and have this much in growth, or, you know, things like that?
Yeah, the answer is going to be different for everybody. You know, how far away from retirement you are, you know, what you expect, you know, your spending to be versus how much you've saved up. But basically, it's going to come down to balance. You're going to need to balance your risk and get more conservative as you approach retirement. And you're going to need to know how to capitalize and have some exposure to things that are going to do well if inflation continues to be sticky and persistent, and how you're going to, you know, offset some of the volatility of the market. Because even if things continue to just, you know, move in the right direction here, I think I've mentioned this before on the show, January 1st, 2026, we're going to automatically sunset back to 2017 tax brackets, which are higher, obviously. That's going to hurt the bottom line for companies. It's going to mean that Americans have less disposable income, and we're going to see that volatility come right back if it even leaves at all. So a rocky road ahead. I think that you really have to know what you're doing. This might be the hardest time it's ever been to retire, in my opinion. I could even say it's a retirement crisis, because a lot of people are going to be blindsided and not have the income that they think they're going to have unless they really take precautions now.
So I think the bottom line is make sure that you're working with a financial services professional, an advisor, sure, who's going to look out for your best interests. And I know, Matt, that you're happy to talk with our listeners out there and meet with, sure, them. And there's no cost or obligation. You can come in for an initial consultation, mm-hmm, and you'll look at where they're at, talk to them a little bit, and about what you might be able to do to help them moving forward. And again, there's no pressure. No need to bring a checkbook. That's just an initial conversation, right?
Yeah, it's a second opinion, right? If you're handling things yourself, you know, let us tell you what we think. Give you a second opinion. If you have an advisor already, still a good idea to see if there's anything that maybe, you know, could be approved upon or get a different perspective. And yeah, of course, we offer that consultation absolutely complimentary. And we're also happy to build out a full retirement plan, run some reports, customize everything to you and show you, you know, what happens if, you know, inflation persists, what happens if things get better, cover all of those different scenarios, give you peace of mind, really.
Right.
Moving forward. So,
yeah, that's what we're all looking for, is that peace of mind, not to have to worry. Once you have a plan in place and you have somebody like yourself who is actively looking at the big picture and making sure that you have a plan in place and strategies in place, sure, and that your money is properly allocated. That's the key. Now, how can our listeners set up that complimentary consultation with you?
Sure. You can reach out to us anytime toll free, 888-WEALTH-9, or visit our website at copleyfinancial.com. That's copleyfinancial.com.
All right. Yeah. And you're a great guy to sit down and talk with, Matt. Again, folks, give Matt Klein a call at Copley Financial. Great information today. And just making you aware of what's happening with inflation and interest rates, and they may go back up. You just need to be prepared for that. Great show, Matt. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Wealth Made Simple with our host, Matt Klein.
Take care. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, listeners. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for Wealth Made Simple. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Matthew Klein at Copley Financial Group at 888-932-5849 or visit wealthmadesimple.org now. Join us again soon for another episode of Wealth Made Simple.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.